I think that we all just wanted to try and put something more cohesive together. And I think we're also trying to like move away from like stuff that we've done in the past just to push ourselves into different directions.
From Vocalo Radio in Chicago, you're listening to Live from Studio 10. Live from Studio 10 is a live music show featuring performances and in-depth conversations with some of the best up-and-coming talent from Chicago and beyond. I'm your host, Jill Hopkins, in for Jesse Menendez, and this week we're excited to bring you Man Wolves. On their recent release, A Safety Meeting, Chicago rock and hip-hop band Man Wolves have come into their own, fashioning a sound that's more cohesive and mature. What started as a band gaining recognition off of releasing loose singles, they've now emerged as a fully formed project capable of not only wild parties and boisterous jams, but also introspection, reflection, and thoughtful approaches to crafting their sound. Ladies and gentlemen, Man Wolves.
No, I'm pissed off, drink too much, I think I drown my liver by the drip off. Waited way too long, hope I didn't miss my lift off. I feel like this cold is real. No, I'm pissed off, drink too much, I think I drown my liver by the drip off. Waited way too long, hope I didn't miss my lift off. I feel like this cold is real. I'ma really need to cool off. I'm safe. Some distress, I feel like the need to leave. They didn't want me here anyway, so I'm out to breathe. Menthol cigarettes, they can vacation out this week. Now my boys, why the hell do they like me? Why they like me? Spend my time depression and I just be happy. New York got my honey, though my life ain't too sweet, yeah. Okay, my life ain't too sweet. Okay, my skin froze like Christmas. Ain't no headaches on my wishlist. Who am I kidding? Can't handle but my business. Don't like your feet. People who never listen, shut up you, and get an imagination. Ooh. At least an image and paint up a body picture. The phone always on, but I'm never on call. Can I get an encore? This business too great, but I don't say too far. No, I'm pissed off. Might you think I drown my lip about the drip off? But it way too long, but I didn't miss my lift off. Feel like this cold is real. I'ma really need to cool off.
To Live from Studio 10, brought to you by Vocalo Radio. I'm Jill Hopkins, in for Jesse Menendez, who spoke with hip-hop rock band Man Wolves about their new album, A Safety Meeting.
Hey everybody, you are listening to Live from Studio 10. I'm Jesse Menendez. My in-studio guests are Julian Michael, Jamie, Ari, Henry, Eli, collectively known as the Man Wolves.
Yeah.
Gentlemen.
Hey, that's us.
Do you guys howl on stage?
Sometimes.
Sometimes,
yeah. Is that a tough name to, when you're interviewing, explain how you all came to it?
It's just funny. Like, it's also really funny when talking to people, just being like, we are Man Wolves. And they're like, Man Wolves? It's like, yeah, it's like werewolves, but man instead of where? And they're like, oh. And that's usually our response.
So is that how the name came about? It just sounded funny to y'all?
It was just like we were a group in middle school and like a just group of friends, and we called ourselves Midwest Man Wolves.
The Midwest Man Wolves. Like a football team for like the AFL.
Yeah. But that stemmed from just like when I was a kid younger, just like nightmares from werewolves and all of that, cheesy movies.
Oh, you were afraid of werewolves?
Not like werewolves overarching, but more of just like American Werewolf in London, that cheesy movie.
Yeah,
and then just like
it's a classic.
Mother called it Man Wolves just to like play fun at it, and so stuck. And then it
and
really like blossomed when we were in middle school.
Yeah, we actually had a dodgeball team that we also titled
the
Man Wolves. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's been about a year since I had y'all in studio, and a lot has happened in that year. Certainly the sound has evolved, in my opinion. I was listening again to a safety meeting. And I was like, damn, this album is good.
So what do you think
changed for you all as musicians from the last album to this one? And the last one was dope, too. But what I felt is different, this is my opinion, is it sounds like you guys are like more comfortable owning in on a sound that is Man Wolves, as opposed to the last one that felt like y'all were just throwing everything at the wall, see what stuck.
I don't know. I think that we all just wanted to try and put something more cohesive together, that for a long time we were just doing singles. And I think we wanted to see what it would be like if we could get songs under one thing. And I don't know. I think this is where we've gotten. And I think we're also trying to like move away from like stuff that we've done in the past just to push ourselves into different directions, you know, because with songs like Reaper, I think that's not something that we would have recorded a year ago or 2 years ago.
Why not?
I think we were trying to go a little bit more down like the hip hop route, and now we're trying to embrace some of like the rock stuff a little bit more. And the hip hop stuff is definitely still cool, and I think we're still going to do what we want to with that. But yeah, just try and embrace some of the other genres that we like.
You're listening to Live from Studio 10 on Vocalo. I'm Jill Hopkins in for Jesse Menendez. Joining him in studio are Man Wolves.
I remember the first time y'all were in studio, you mentioned to me that you were the singer just because there was nobody else.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. A long time ago, I used to be the guitar player, and then something happened, and I became the bass player out of necessity, and then nobody else wanted to sing. It was before we were officially the Man Wolves, and like, really the Man Wolves. Eli Cohen, our guitar player, wrote our first song and he didn't really want to sing it. And I was like, yo, I'll be the one. I don't care. Go ahead. Like, I'll be the singer because, you know, I'm not afraid to do it. I never thought I was a good singer, but I was just like, I'll do it.
So what's your comfort level now with back then just saying like, yo, I'll do it so we can finally record, to where we are now? And I hear growth in your comfort level. I hear somebody who's comfortable just switching it up, changing up your flow, your delivery, your cadence, playing with your own vocal delivery.
Yeah, I definitely have been trying to, for the past couple of years, I've been trying my hardest to progress. Because I know that I am in no shape or form a great conventional singer. I know that, and that's okay. I think it's just like I have my boundaries and what can I push and what could I go farther. Because like in the beginning of the band, I wasn't really a singer. I was very, very into hip hop, which everyone is, of course, but like very deep into it. And like, I didn't think I could sing, so I was more rhythmic with it and less melodic with it. And I would try, but I was a little scared and meek with my voice, so I wouldn't really fully embellish what I was doing. And then like, I started getting more comfortable, and that came with like, I had stage fright back in the beginning of the band. I wasn't comfortable on stage and just like really falling into myself, which is then another, you know, the album. It's really us falling into ourselves. And like, now I think I'm comfortable with what I do and I'm willing to go beyond with what I've done.
I'm glad all those years ago nobody else wanted to sing.
You're listening to Live from Studio 10, brought to you by Vocalo Radio. I'm Jill Hopkins, in for Jesse Menendez. Here's Man Wolves performing Reaper, a song from their new album, A Safety Meeting.
Fine. Not the Reaper told me I'm alright.
Okay, that's done under my cuticles. Ooh, fucking so hard, gonna die inside a cubicle. Mama, my life gonna greet me at my funeral. Stay by my side, just stay by my side. Mama, my life, we alive in the city. Neighbor likes all the road, we travel on the metro, it's so fitting. Oh man, it's so fitting. When I feel it, oh man, it's so fitting. Cough drops like I'm too sick, I can't talk back. Sore throat, cigarettes, and I'm an artist. I'm just painting on my picture. Don't get too much sleep because that is just a sister. Yeah, 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 back and we so cool, we so cool, me and my demons are cool. Don't you know that I fell asleep for four seasons. Love my nightlife and I really have no reason. Black under my eyes, oh, I'm barely even seeing. Drowning for my life, oh, I'm barely even breathing, yeah. Barely even breathing, yeah. Stuck to my stuff, to my guts, oh, oh, oh. Stuck to my stuff, to my guts, yeah. You know, yeah. That's what's up, oh. Okay, I'm stuck to my stuff, to my guts, yeah. That's what's up, oh. And I just met the Reaper. Told me I'm alright.
That was Reaper by Manwolves, performed right here on Live from Studio 10. I'm Jill Hopkins, in for Jesse Menendez. Here's more of his conversation with Chicago hip-hop rock band Manwolves.
Let's jump into the album Safety Meeting. Let's talk about the song Reaper. I'm not singing this because I will butcher it.
All right.
But these are some of the things that you do sing about. You just met the Reaper. You and your demons are cool. You were asleep for four seasons. You're stuck in your own stuff. You're barely even breathing. To me, this sounds like somebody who's living a little wild, maybe has a brush with death to a certain extent, but is okay with it. Just have to reconcile that this is just how things are.
So with that song, the whole idea is Reaper isn't really the quintessential Reaper per se. It's not really like death per se. The words really reflect my anxieties and my... It's like the darker side of me. And it's just like, I just met the Reaper, told me I'm all right. It's in the sense of like, I just met my bad sides. I've met all of these problems that I see with myself. I see my anxieties. I see these depressive states in my own self. And it's really a kind of reflection because I contradict myself purposely on the song like a couple of times. It's like I bag under my eyes. Oh, I'm barely even like seeing like... saying like, I don't sleep too much because death is just her sister and I make it. So it's like very ambiguous what the Reaper is. It can, like, I call the Reaper a he and a she, and it's just because it can be anything. It's just like my anxieties. It can be about anything, my like depressive states. It could be about anything. And it's just about trying to accept it and being like, okay, I always had grim adventures, but I always end up fine. It's just like no matter at the end of the day,
anxiety attack.
And all these problems that like happen to me, I've always like, even though they happen to me, I always like end up walking past them. And it's either it was like about bucking up or folding. And it was about like me bucking up and like really getting through it and just trying to be more in tune with myself. So it's something that everybody can really like feel to an extent. You know, everybody has their own problems and it varies in severity. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm not saying that my problems are the worst in the world by any means. It's just like showing people that it's like I can be in tune with my own problems. It's not something that you should ignore. You know what I mean? It's
Man,
not something that you should just try to forget about because it's always there. It's the inevitable.
Absolutely. So let me ask you this, because I do think that's a wildly relatable scenario that you just laid out. A lot of us can, to a certain extent, identify with that. Why not be more explicit with what you're talking about and be like, yo, my anxiety's off the charts? I mean, I personally appreciate that it's as cryptic as it is because I love the fact that folks can decipher it however they feel. But why not just put it out there?
Because I like to view it in scenarios. I like to view it in, like, situations. I have never in my whole life I've really been that out front with my problems and how I feel. And that's just, like, who I am. I tend to be more reserved with all of these things. And
for
I'm
sure.
always down to try to help anybody out. But I, like, these songs in senses are, like, therapy sessions for me. So I don't really want to just, like, full out and say it because it's everybody gets to hear it. And
you don't
want to
be front center.
100% comfortable with that. But it's like putting these problems in my mind into a situation that can be laid out and everybody can see. And it doesn't have to be really me front and center, but it can be this situation with what it is. And I think it's a little more, maybe this is cliche, but I think it's a little more beautiful when it's not just me just laying it out crudely per se.
I agree.
Of just like, here's what it is. It's kind of just like a little bit of flow to it, a little bit of finesse with it.
This actually puts things into perspective now that I rethink some of the things you talk about, because you've talked about Xannies in some of these songs. And I was like, is this dude, am I going to have to talk to Jamie about abusing prescription medication?
I used to do Xans, but I don't anymore. Not really, but super hard.
But for somebody who's dealing with anxiety, that would make total sense that you would actually use Xanax, which is used to combat anxiety. But are you saying that you had been participating in it in a different light?
It wasn't really, for me personally, it wasn't that bad. I tried him a couple of times, and that line specifically was about, I was down in Champagne one time, and I put a Xanax in a soda of mine and drank it, and I had a great night and fell asleep, sound asleep at the end of the night. And I was like, that was really good. But I have a weird kind of relationship with drugs. I go on and off of using them. And like over these past couple of years, I've been like, I feel myself being a little more mature with it, of just like, I don't really like trying it too much.
For sure.
I'm afraid in a sense of like what it can really do with me. And like, it's a sense of like, you know, it felt good, but I'm afraid of the long-term effects. So it's just like, I don't do it as much. It's not like I was ever a Xan head or anything
for
like
sure.
that. I just
yeah.
tried them a couple times.
You're listening to Live from Studio 10 on Vocalo. I'm Jill Hopkins in for Jesse Menendez. Joining him in studio are Man Wolves.
What I did want to ask y'all, because y'all are young and y'all are part of this new wave of musicians coming out, musicians and artists who I think are certainly making their own lane, but we are coming off of some tragic losses. Mac Miller, yeah. Lil Peep, Lean with Fredo, Santana. Yeah. What are your thoughts about how sometimes, and for some artists, because for every artist who does glorify it, I completely understand there's another artist who's stay away from that. In fact, Denzel Curry, he's got a song where he absolutely talks about how all that is whack, right? He's like, I'm not on Xanax, I'm not on Lean, I'm clean, I only do trees. But what are your thoughts on how rampant it can be? Do you think it's a problem, or do you think it's something that folks from the outside have just glommed onto and made it seem like an epidemic?
I definitely think it's a problem. I think that a lot of people know people who are affected or who have lost someone. You know, like I can name 4 people off the top of my head who have died because of Xans. And I think that like the nature of just like pharmaceutical drugs, especially in this country, is that I think is like the biggest problem. I think that the way that, I don't know, the trend of just rather than helping people figure their stuff out on their own, I think that we are very prescription happy. You know, it's better to charge people for the drugs and to just get them on it than it is to like help people with whatever it is they got going on. And I think that that's something that we need to try and improve upon.
You're listening to Live from Studio 10, brought to you by Vocalo Radio. I'm Jill Hopkins in for Jesse Menendez. Here's Man Wolves performing Runnin', a song from their new album, A Safety Meeting.
I've been running, running, running.
so long, just for today. Today. And I've been running, running, running so long. Running, running, running so long, just for today.
That was Runnin' by Manwolves, performed right here on Live from Studio 10. I'm Jill Hopkins, in for Jesse Menendez. Here's more with the Manwolves, discussing their new album, A Safety Meeting.
Finally, let's talk about Fisherman's Friend.
Yeah.
It's a song that I was racking my brain trying to figure out what the meaning was. And then without even being prompted, you just dug in your pocket and you're like, check this out.
Yeah.
And you also have a pretty cool story about your time in Colorado and how that little soothing lozenge almost helped a fellow Chicago artist out.
Yeah, almost. So Fisherman's Friend, shout out Fisherman's Friend, please sponsor me. So Fisherman's Friend are menthol drop lozenges that are extra strong.
He's holding the bag up.
Yeah, the little crinkle. And they taste amazing.
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 But I started taking them daily because my junior year of high school, I had this terrible lung problem. Where it was like every day I would like throw up mucus. It was like one of our first shows ever was at Main Stage, and we had to have a cup on stage for me for in between songs. I would throw up mucus, and it was like a hybrid of bronchitis and walking pneumonia. It was so bad. But I used to take Fisherman's Friend's lozenges, like, because none of the cough drops really worked, and then I started using those because my dad was like, yo, like, try these out, they work. And they really did. And at first I was like a little like, the taste is strong, in a lack of a better word. And I got really used to it, and I started using them all the time, and they really helped with my throat, because like I also was singing. I used to scream all the time because I was like, I didn't think I could actually sing, and I was really into punk rock, you know, so I was just always yelling and screaming, and my voice would get super hoarse. And I just have been like taking them daily for like years now. And they just remind me of, like, work, like, getting work done, really getting down to the business of it.
And now, flash forward, all those years of Fisherman's Friends paid off, because here you are face-to-face with another Chicago artist in Saba. And you're like, this is going to be my introduction to this kid.
Right. So we met Saba in May of 2017 in Colorado Springs at Colorado College. We were playing a show called Llamapalooza, and Saba got flown in last minute for him to perform. Right after us, and the altitude was a real big problem for me. It was giving me horrible headaches, and like my throat was hurting, and I was taking Fisherman's Friend so much just to like help me out, and it really did. And then my first ever interaction with Saba, I see him in the like artist tent, and he's just kind of like doubled over a little, like holding his head. Because, you know, I could tell, like, I was like, oh, I was there. Like, when we first got here, like, yeah, like, the altitude must be coughing with him pretty bad. I go up to him, I'm like, hey, man, like, you're Saba. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, yo, I'm in the band that's right before you. Altitude kind of coughing with you? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, yo, try these. Like, they taste really weird, but, like, it will seriously help you. And he's like, okay. Gave it to him. He, like, kind of made a face when I gave it to him, and, like, I walk away, and I'm, like, still looking back. And, like, his manager walks over, and I'm pretty sure I just saw him spit it out, and I'm like, well, I don't blame him. I don't blame him.
The fisherman was not his friend on that day. Man Wolves, continued success. Thank you very much for making time for Live from Studio 10.
Thank you.
You're listening to Live from Studio 10, brought to you by Vocalo. Once again, Man Wolves, live.
This one is Fear and Loathing.
We'll drive the coupe up in the desert. Coupe up in the desert. Fear and Loathing, Las Vegas. We just gotta be patient. We'll drive the coupe up in the desert.
Oh, yeah.
Fear and Loathing, Las Vegas. Tell my mama I made it.
Never been good at waking up off this heat. I got some sand in my socks with scissors all in my feet. Slap Babby Baby from the 90s with this behind me. We're violated, be, yeah, yeah, yeah. Got my desert looking like a mirage. Oasis for my patience, we got loud in the car. Drinks up in my system, I forgot it's a drought now. Fell asleep on the couch, oh. Okay, we put the pedal to the metal. Gas up in my system, never been under the weather. Under my radar, with all my gay done. Seeing my places and all these faces. And oh my God, oh my Lord, see me. Still at home, I'm watching the TV. I'm asleep, I'm way too busy dreaming, dreaming. And oh my God, oh my Lord, see me. Still at home, I'm watching TV. I'm asleep, I'm way too busy dreaming.
We'll drop the coupe up in the desert. Coupe up in the desert.
It's pretty cool where I come from, you got it. Dry our hair like it's Tucson and popping. We will still go on, no stopping. All this made my mood change, you know they say. I just want my mind at ease. Someone tell my mama she should pray for me, yeah. Hey, it ain't no place for me. Well, I always feel the need to leave. Got my feet working, I feel like Lawrence. My memory's certain, was I a Taurus? Pump, 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 fake, never pump up. Slump, dance, grass, man, never grow up. I got my lonesome, always want some. Got my lonesome, always want some. Oh man, do you really want some? And oh my God, oh my Lord, see me still at home, I'm watching the TV. I'm asleep, I'm way too busy dreaming, dreaming. And oh my God, oh my Lord, see me still at home, I'm watching the TV. I'm asleep, I'm way too busy dreaming.
We'll drop the coupe up in the desert. Coupe up in the desert. Real love in Las Vegas. We just gotta be patient. We'll drop the coupe up in the desert.
Listening to Live from Studio 10. I'd like to thank Jamie, Ari, Julian, Henry, Michael, and Eli, otherwise known as Manwolves, for being our guests. Studio 10 is the Jim and Kay Mabey Performance Studio at Chicago Public Media, and this podcast was brought to you by Vocalo Radio. The show is produced by Fyodor Sognovsky, and this episode was engineered by Colin Ashmead Bobbitt. Our managing director is Sylvia Rivera. Check out and subscribe to Live from Studio 10 podcast on SoundCloud or search for it in Chicago Public Media's iTunes store to keep up with the best emerging artists from Chicago and beyond. For everyone here at the studio, I'm your host, Jill Hopkins. Thank you for listening.